The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Bees to have this chokhmah to create this honeycomb with hexagon shapes. Because if you do it with triangles or with squares, it wouldn't work as well. It wouldn't work so economically. So Avraham Avinu's discoveries were vast. But sometimes we might wonder whether he knew about the recent discoveries which have been made in our days. Of course, he knew an enormous amount. He wrote the Sefer Yetzirah. But how many of us realize ourselves that when we look at the amazing sun which Hashem created, that just one half of a billionth of the sun energy reaches the earth? That's how big the sun is. In fact, I once worked with a non-Jewish colleague who told me, I'm not religious, he said, but I pray to the sun. I said, what? I pray to the sun because the sun gives me sustenance. It gives me light, it gives me heat, it gives me warmth, it creates the plants growing. So I pray to the sun. So I said to him, yeah, but who put the sun there? He didn't answer. Did you know that there are if you take planet Earth 1 million times over, it could still fit into the size of the sun? The sun is 93 million miles away. Imagine if it would just be 92 million miles away, we would all shrivel up in the heat. If it would be 94 million miles away, we would all freeze to death. Can you imagine how much distance that is, 93 million miles away? I mean, the moon is a mere 238,000 miles, and my wife's car hasn't even done that much yet, even though it's reached 200,000. Did we know that every single year there's an asteroid in space the size of a car which flies into the Earth's atmosphere, but it burns up before it actually reaches us? That's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many of us know that if we study the dolphin, a simple looking animal or mammal, the dolphin has a sonar power in its mind? It's got a sat-nav which is more powerful with its navigation and by magnetic fields than the GPS that we have nowadays in our cars. That's how amazing the dolphin is. So if anybody would study these things, I mean, the baby dolphin is born with its tail first to prevent it drowning. And what do guys say who don't believe? They say, oh, that's nature. That's nature. Everything which is intelligent, they call nature. Did you know that when you eat a piece of food, that food translates itself into your own personal DNA in order to nourish you? The chances of that happening, that the food you personally eat translating into your personal DNA, is 1 to the power of 10 with 60 noughts after it. Impossible to imagine what that is. The list goes on and on. You know, in the Akdomus on Shavuos, we said, begin Al Min La, we say, if all the heavens were parchment, if all the forests of the world were quills, were feathers, if all the oceans of the world were made of ink, and if all the earth's inhabitants were scribes, there would not be enough to describe the amazing, the Nifloas HaBarei, the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his eternal strength could not be described. And it's interesting because there was this world-famous scientist called Professor Sir Fred Hoyle, who was a professor of astronomy in Cambridge University. He died in 2001. And he said, many scientists are occupied in a fight against religion instead of trying to find the truth. He said, the fine-tuning and all the bits that make up the universe and the intricately tweaked forces that hold them in place could not be a coincidence, but must come from a superpower. The chances of life from an inanimate matter is 1 to the number of 40,000 noughts after it. He says, life is the product of purposeful intelligence. This is not a Jewish man speaking, by the way. This is a professional scientist of astronomy of Cambridge University. He asked the question. He said, can a tornado which is sweeping through a junkyard,
Kol HaLashon,
and with the materials of that junkyard, can such a tornado assemble a Boeing 747? That is the question people have to honestly ask. So, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, lists a number of questions which a person is asked when the person reaches Shemayim. Well-known Gemara, Nasato Be'emuna. Did you deal honestly in your business dealings? Were you honest with one another with trading? The very first question which a person is asked, did you deal honestly? The next question after that is, Kovato Isim Latero, did you fix time for Torah study or Sakta Bapira Virivya? But the very first question is, Nosato Nosato Be'emuno. Now we translate this traditionally as, did you deal honestly in business? That's what it means. But there is another meaning, said Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. He said there is another meaning. He said, Nosato Nosato Be'emuno. Did you engage yourself and deal properly with Emuno? Did you address the fact that you have a personal duty to know your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to know Him properly? Did you delve deeply enough to practice Emuna, to personalize it? Because we say in our Aleinu, V'yodato hayom v'ashev oso el levovecho. Now the Goyim talk about, I believe. It's a Christian idea, I believe. We don't say, I believe. When you say, omein to a brocha, it means, I accept what you're saying. Omein, emuna, same word. Emuna, it means acceptance. It means knowledge. And the gematria of Omein is 91, which is the same gematria of Hashem Elokim, spelled Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. It's also the gematria of Sukkah, because we envelop ourselves on Sukkahs with Hashem's mitzvahs. And that shows our emunah by going into the Sukkah. That is, emunah means knowledge. It doesn't mean belief. Not to say that I believe, but I know. In Divrei Hayomim, Aleph, in Siman Chof Ches, Pasuk Tes, where David HaMelech knows that his days are coming to an end, so he gives a bit of a musa drasha, and then he addresses his son Shlomo. We must remember, of course, that David HaMelech was originally chosen. He was the outcast shepherd. He wasn't amongst the big shots of his family. But when Shmuel HaNovi approached Yishai and he wanted to see the chevra in the house, he says, isn't there anybody else here after you've been through? Oh yeah, well there's David. He's just looking after the sheep. And he was the one chosen because of his emunah. And David chose Shlomo HaMelech. What does he say? V'ata Shlomo b'ni da'es Elokei Avicho. Know the God of your father. V'avodhu b'leiv sholem. And serve him. So emunah isn't just knowing. It's v'ashivos to'alav avecho. It's also practicing. It's also doing what has to be done. And that is the emunah of Avraham Avinu. As we say in Parshas Toldos about Avraham, in Perek Chavov, Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bekoli Vayishmo Mishmati Mitzvosai Chukosai Vesoresoi. So the Emunah of Avram Avinu isn't I believe, and it wasn't just I know, and it wasn't just something handed down from previous generations. It was from his own honest intellect and putting it into practice to keep the mitzvahs. And remember, Avram Avinu not only kept the Torah, but he kept Takanos Chazal, and he even kept Erev Tafshilin. So what does it really mean when we talk about knowing Hashem? And the Sefer Tanya writes that knowing Hashem, you should understand the wording of Odom Arishon, where it says, V'odom yoda es chavo ishta. So Odom knew his wife, and by knowing his wife, he was intimate with her. That's how she conceived. So knowing, he says, is intimacy. So when we say V'yodat Hayom and you shall know Hashem, it doesn't simply say, oh yeah, I know all about God. It means that you have to show intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have that closeness, like the Chosan and Kala, so we have that intimate closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.